escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
You gonna read it on the beach?
Beach or pool?
Yeah, you officially turned into a middle-aged white woman. Reading a smut by the pool as a grown-ass man. On the cover, is it like some guy with long flowing hair?
No.
Hugged on
Fabio?
Some lady, yeah.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Very, very lucrative financial deal America.
Maybe
the aliens are going to pay us $20 trillion per alien.
28 times.
That comes into America.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
He had asked for help when it came to pronunciation of Massachusetts cities and towns.
Oh, you can relate to
yes,
that.
Yes, 100%. Okay. Lunenburg. Lulenburg. That was one time.
Unbelievable how we get there.
She and a Stoughton woman twice.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Like, what does a bison weigh? A couple thousand pounds.
Yeah.
Do they have Ozempic?
They do. They got bigger penises.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Martin. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome into the Greg Hill Show. No Greg, so you're stuck with me, Courtney, here with Curtis, Wiggy. We've got Chime. We've got Jackson. Everybody but Greg. Greg's off to Nantucket. I'm not sure if he left yesterday or if he's leaving this morning. So if you see him on the ferry, give him an old hey, hello.
Yeah, I think definitely today. I got a call from Greg yesterday evening. Very excited about the Marconi news that the show overall has been nominated for a Major Market Personality of the Year. Jackson, of course, took credit, which
yes.
is right.
There you go.
But I think he is leaving today. We had Greg does a quick debrief usually before a vacation. Usually it's ripping other shows and enjoying our time. So he is heading down today for a Friday to Friday rental, which, I mean, far be it for me to complain on behalf of Greg. But Saturday to Saturday rentals has been the case forever.
Yeah, but
I have no clue.
I almost feel like Friday to Friday is sometimes better travel-wise.
Maybe you get a better deal?
Yeah, better deal, but then also like less crowded. Everybody's hitting the road on Saturdays if you're leaving or coming.
Aren't most people leaving on Fridays?
No, not really.
Really? I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot more people, because they want to enjoy kind of that Friday night, that Saturday night, so they try to get on the road, you know, Friday morning.
But that's if you have a place. If you're staying at a hotel, like a lot of hotel stays, people usually go on Saturdays.
The only way I judge it is when we come back from the road shows coming, you know, from the Cape and the traffic going into the Cape. And he has to obviously go that way, right,
yeah.
to get.
So, I mean, I never...
There's always traffic going to the Cape.
Yes.
Even on a Saturday, if you're...
Just every single day of the week.
Right, but, I mean, is it worse Saturday? Because like, this sets the conversation. But either way, I mean, going down in that direction, is there no ferry you could take from Boston?
You can take a ferry from New Bedford, but...
No, nothing from downtown or the seaport to the Cape.
Okay.
Just, I mean, Nantucket.
And on Saturday, too, Wiggy, you're getting all... Even the people that aren't staying down there and just going down for the beaches. Yeah. So the traffic on Saturday is even worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And right. You're going to the islands next week. You're going to Martha's Vineyard. So you'll...
Yeah,
you'll...
but I'm going on like a Thursday.
Oh, okay. Morning. So you won't hit any traffic. Oh, but you and Greg should meet up maybe. You know, yeah, invite him over to the vineyard or you hop over, you island hop.
No, is the vineyard near Nantucket?
Yeah.
They're right. Yeah. Side by side.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a lot to get to today. We're going to have everybody's lead. I'll get to trending in a little bit. We're also going to have They Said It In. Travis Hunter is coming directly at Wiggy, basically saying as he heads into his.
Did he say my name?
No. He didn't say it. That would have been cool. That would have been cool. That would have been off the top of the show.
Wiggy hunting.
Yeah. We'll have the news coming up and probably my biggest irrational fear of all time. If you've seen the movie My Girl, which we talked about last week.
Yes.
And you're scared about a certain thing that happens in My Girl, what I'm going to tell you in the news today is only going to scare you more. So be prepared for that.
I have an irrational fear of bees around whenever, like if we're sitting down outside and it's usually like a kid's birthday party these days and there's a yellow jacket that's coming around, I'm totally lost.
Has James been stung yet?
No.
Okay. Well, that's because you want to make sure.
Just don't go crazy, I guess. You know, that's right. What they say. Don't go crazy.
No. Well, I had the unfortunate experience of twice stepping on a bee's nest as a child.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Very clumsy. That's, I think my sister
explains
did it
a lot.
I think my sister did it on purpose.
Yeah, probably.
I think she put them right in front of me, but no. Yeah, My Girl, the saddest movie of all time.
Yeah, definitely. And football is back tonight. Patriots going to take on the Commanders in their first preseason game. I'm going to get to in my leads. There's a lot of injuries in the league already when it comes to a big injury in practice yesterday for the Chargers.
Did you see the one in the Ravens game last night?
Yes. Yeah.
Crazy.
Horrendous.
Yep. Nature of the beast, though. That's the thing about football. You never know.
Do you think
there is a potential, Wiggs, that like the way in which the NFL conducts mini camps, training camps now. The union gets all of these benefits of like no two-a-days, no padded practices. Mm-hmm. Do you think that leads to more injuries when they play? Because they're not, or do you not buy into that?
No, because if the Baltimore one, it's just like the kid lands wrong.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Right, you know, and if you saw Slater from the Chargers, he just plants and, you know, it's just that's...
His is worse.
Who's that?
Chargers, Slater. I believe. I mean, he's out for at least a year.
Yeah, he's a torn patella.
Yeah, that's bad. That's
is that
bad
worse
as,
than the guy's leg going in the other direction?
I believe that's like the worst you could get. Correct, Shime?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, his leg was going 90 degrees. From
So I mean, either way, they're both going to be out for a significant amount of time. But Curtis, to answer your question, I just think that there are certain injuries that are just, you know. It's just unlucky the way, you know.
Totally.
That guy probably landed like that 1,000 times. And then, you know, or Slater planted, you know, put the anchor down 1,000 times. I think that it's more of if you see like soft tissue injuries like hamstrings, groins, sometimes those tend to play into are you getting overworked? But that would be like more back then when we had like real two-a-days. The body doesn't have time to recover.
What was it like when you first started? Like when you were at the first Bryan College camp with the Patriots, it was how long was it for two-a-days? And was it like, did every day was it padded? Or was
You got to remember, like my first training camp was Parcells in 99. So we were in Hofstra. And it was two-a-days every day for it seemed like.
Was Danielle at Hofstra at that time?
If she was there in 99.
Look out. Anyway, sorry.
So, but it was two-a-days, and it was full pads in the morning for like 2.5 hours. Then you had a break and a little bit of lunch or a workout, and then it was full pads in the afternoon.
Jesus.
And then it was meetings all night. But, you know, obviously now the league is taking care of guys, and I think they do a good job because, you know, we used to just pound each other all day long. Pause, but It came out real
quick.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's all right.
As soon as you started saying pound, I said, okay, Wiggs.
But no, and then, you know, but it was a good introduction, I guess, coming in with Parcells and Belichick kind of took the same. So when we got to Brian, it was kind of like the same type of practice schedule and everything. But now if you go down there, a lot of these fans go down there. I'm not even sure if they can go pads back to back more than like 2 or 3 days.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, so it's, you know, but they're taking care of the guys, but I don't think the less practice does anything. Injuries, it affects the tackling and all that, I would say that.
Like discipline and the basics, fundamentals.
Yeah, because, you're tackling and you're pounding and you're coming off the ball and all that stuff.
Oklahoma drills.
Yeah, it's hard to simulate if you're not in full pads, right? Like, so when we're talking about Will Campbell and he's doing one-on-one pass rush, I hate, and you see it in high school with a lot of these younger kids, they're doing one-on-one pass rush with no pads on. And so as an offensive lineman, you're at such a disadvantage, A, with no pads on. Sometimes in high school, they do them with no helmets on.
What?
You're at such a disadvantage.
So how can you even practice if you're not, like, that's, do goalies in hockey practice without goalie pads?
No. Yeah, but there are a lot of times where they're just in helmets. And
well, wasn't that the issue last season when it came to Jerod Mayo and the practices he held beforehand and people thought he was soft because he was doing as little pads as possible? And
Vrabel was soft.
Well, people were saying that going into the season, but now everybody's saying that he's doing great. So, I mean, I think that depends on who you talk to. Last season, it seemed like everybody was saying Jerod Mayo was pretty soft during preseason. Mm-hmm. That's when the virtual practices came in. He was giving a lot of days off, stuff
right,
like that.
Right, but I think the thing now is there that every team gets you can only get this many padded practices, right? So everybody uses those, right? It's not like Vrabel saying, all right, we're going less padded practice than what we're giving. So it's just not as many as we used to get. So you're not able to.
And he's given a lot. What the story is that he's gotten like Morgan Moses and Carlton Davis. He's given veteran sort of days to guys that doesn't force them to play in those padded practices.
Yeah, or maybe they might just be in helmets, and he goes, "All right, you're going to take today off." But the thing is you don't have as much. And we've had Ninkovich on to talk about this, especially for the interior. You don't have as much time in pads to really work on the hand technique, the pound, the coming off the ball, hitting each other, guys wrapping up and tackling and doing all those things. And that's why we see so many missed tackles during the season, because their first four games of the regular season are almost like the preseason games for these guys to kind of, you know, get acclimated to being in pads and going after each other. So, but the league, you know, it's all about keeping guys healthy. That's why they keep adding more games.
Right. And it's opposed to giving the players more money. So they're like, oh, we'll take off a double session for you.
Yeah, that's what they do. We'll take off a double session, but we're going to add two more games.
Right.
Well, we'll be able to ask Mike Vrabel about all of that on Monday. He's going to join us on the phone 6:30 a.m. So we're going back to the Bill Belichick times where it was early mornings. Mm-hmm. He was up and at him 6:30 a.m. I believe Shime and I were talking about it this morning. Maybe we'll replay the Vrabel interview somewhere in the 9 o'clock hour or 8:30 plus.
Maybe 8:30 and 9:30,
depending on how great he is. Right. And I think he'll be great. So we'll be able to ask him if he thinks he's doing some easy practices for the guys. But a lot to get to. Let's start with opening the Window World of Boston weather window with Curtis.
All right, Courtney. Pretty much a perfect weekend on tap in Boston. Right now, 61, gorgeous, sunny morning. Going to be 81 this afternoon. Going to be 81 tomorrow. Best part about tomorrow, though, it's the Saturday morning. I know people are afraid of it. The fall feel. It's going to feel like 55, 58 degrees tomorrow morning in Boston.
Can I be honest? I love that.
Oh, me too.
I love it. I want to go on a walk in that weather.
It's perfect. There's no better way to wake up than when you turn the AC off, open the windows, get the house all fresh, walk outside, and you get a little, my favorite is when the wind off the water, you get a little of that sea, ocean smell, the salt water smell. Anyway, so 81 tomorrow, and then a little warm on Sunday, 87, going to be a gorgeous week for Greg on the island of Nantucket as well. So that's the weather.
All right, very good. And now let's get to What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. The Red Sox have the Padres out west tonight, 9:40 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to Little League, Braintree went to extra innings with Bedford, New Hampshire last night, and they punched their ticket to Williamsport for the Little League World Series. So we've got a Massachusetts team headed to the big one.
Let's go.
Yep, the score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The Patriots have action tonight. They have their first preseason game with the Commanders, 7:30 kickoff at Gillette. Before that is a big night for Tom Brady. 6 p.m. You can start live streaming the Tom Brady statue reveal. It's cool how they have just like a massive box over it right now, so you can't even see shape or anything like that. A lot of security at Gillette, making sure no one can peek inside.
Can you, Sean, can you bet on what type of step pose it might be? Is it throwing? Is it him?
It's an interesting question, Wiggy. I haven't seen any odds for it, but I bet you can find it somewhere. Some degenerate has offered something.
I bet you people are like, everybody I've talked to, they're like, what is it going to look like?
Yeah.
I think it's the whole D. Wade statue that's kind of...
definitely.
We have been scarred. It's also that... was it a Sean Taylor that they ruined? They did an awful thing with the Washington football team. There was like a mishap.
Yeah. I forget what that was.
I just know it was like a big kerfuffle.
One of the best, and some people don't like him, but James Corden, when he did a big joke on David Beckham, and he had like an unveiling of a statue, and James Corden was supposed to just be there in attendance as like a friend, and then it was a big joke. It was like the worst statue of all time, and David Beckham kind of caused like a scene.
Ronaldo one. Ronaldo one.
Exactly.
How do you get? We have it on Twitch. The David Wade. I don't know how you get. Oh, David Wade is on.
Wade is.
His name, of course, Wade Jones.
He looks like he's 130 years old.
Yeah. The worst statue ever.
It's so good. I love it.
Yeah. Elsewhere in football, quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered a broken pinky during the Colts' first preseason game against the Ravens. He's now day-to-day. And for Ravens cornerback Bilal Cohn, he's tore a ligament in his left knee. He'll be out all season.
As right as Shime was on Mac Jones, he was equally as wrong on Anthony Richardson.
Man, that was such a brutal play, too. It's like... the blitz is clearly coming off the right. Never even looked. Like, you got to look hot there. And he just had zero sense whatsoever.
That was sad, though. Like, you went immediately on social media and nobody was saying, like, you know, thoughts and prayers. Everybody's like, his fault.
Oh, yeah.
He was getting ruined.
He got crushed by the free pass rusher because he didn't look.
Yeah. And over to the Chargers, left tackle Rashawn Slater suffered a ruptured patellar tendon during practice yesterday. That's a season-ending injury just 11 days after signing a four-year, $113 million contract extension.
That's why you need to get your money.
Yeah, 92 of that guaranteed.
All right, and they want to rush Micah Parsons back, and then that's all it takes. And now, you know, not to say that Slater won't come back and be a great player, but there's all, you never know when a guy gets, you know, has a season and an injury that is, you know, like that. I mean, we've seen guys come back from a lot of different things, but your money then changes.
Can I ask a money question?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's 4 years, $113 million, 92 guaranteed, say that it can never return for some reason. Do you get that 92 up front or it still goes over 4 years?
No, like they kind of probably, depending on what a signing bonus was, it's not like they're not getting a 92.
Not just a direct deposit, 92 mil?
No, whatever the signing bonus is, that means that's what he gets, because usually they say he got a, you know, $40 million signing bonus.
Yeah, I think there's an injury. Isn't there a settlement? Like, so a player got injured, the team will release the player, and then they too have to come to an agreement.
Yeah, that's like an injury settlement, which is, you know,
not like,
but that's
million.
Separate from your guaranteed money. You know what I mean?
Well, Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full saving claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded. That's what's trending. We have our leads coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Greg on his way to Nantucket this morning. Courtney in for him. We've got Wiggy, we've got Curtis, Shime, and Jackson are here. We're going to get a Jackson lead this morning. I've seen some people in Twitch already asking. We're definitely going to get that. But we're going to talk a lot this morning, whether it is fun or sports, back and forth. We had a great day yesterday at Dana-Farber. Curtis, Wiggy, and I got to go to Dana-Farber to the Jimmy Fund, walk around, and get a tour. Every year, we have the Jimmy Fund in less than 2 weeks. Not next week, but the week after, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, a week from Monday.
A week from Monday kicks off the Jimmy Fund. I know Curtis has been doing it for a long time. Wiggy's been doing it for a long time. I've been doing it for a long time. And every year, you just get put right back into it and realize the importance of the 2 days and the amount of people that donate year after year. To get research, to get updates at the hospital. The craziest part about Dana-Farber, if you've ever had to go and nobody wants to go into those doors, right, for treatment, whether it's for yourself, for your child, but it doesn't feel like a hospital. I don't like hospitals. Mm-hmm. I get very spooked at hospitals. And walking through there, it almost feels like a hotel. Like, they've made it so airy, so bright,
so welcoming.
Yeah. And the Jimmy Fund Clinic, when you walk by that, it is so bright. They had balloons everywhere. You see these kids going through the battle of their lives, and they are still smiling.
I was thinking last night, Courtney, that, you know, whenever you see a news story and it's awful, it's, you know, a four-year-old has cancer and the town is rallying behind her, and the first inclination you have is, oh my God, and I wish I could do something. Like, it's just this human reaction. And what I felt yesterday walking out of there was, this is what everyone has done for these people. That, like, unlike any other place on the planet, people here don't just say things, they do things, whether it's bike, whether it's call in a week from Monday, whether it's have a bake sale at their school and donate the funds to the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. Like, every inch of that place is because someone gave money and because the people there put this, the patient care. Like, the most amazing thing to me, you learn something new every time you go, was that, like, every inch of that place is thought of and how it can be either improving the experience of the patient, the family member, or the clinician.
Yeah.
And it's like, just the zebrafish wall, like the way that these people think, like I literally lost my car in the garage yesterday. That's how dumb I am. I'm in the most brilliant building in the world and I can't find my effing car. I'm hitting alarm on my car. And I'm stressed and I see these moms and dads taking their kids to treatment. I'm like, I am the biggest moron on the face of the earth.
That's why you should enjoy life, man. Because somebody always out there is going through a lot harder journey than you are.
Absolutely. You know? And we criticize the crafts a lot on this show. Mm-hmm. And there was these two walls that have a bunch of big name donors. The Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon is on there with how much money that's raised. It's like $75 million. Yeah. It's getting up there, crazy. But Robert Kraft's name, it doesn't matter where you go in the city, if there is some type of cause that there needs to be donations towards, mm-hmm. Robert Kraft's name will be on that. And he and Myra's name were front and center, donating a lot of money to Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. So just wanted to thank everybody over there for having us yesterday, because we got to walk through and see everything. And it's a good reminder every year as we head into the Jimmy Fund of how important it is.
And I also just think of the people that work there, where I've never met someone at the Dana-Farber that wasn't cheerful and optimistic. Mm-hmm. And you think of how easy it would be to become jaded working in a place like that, where you see the most vulnerable among us dealing with something we could never understand. And yet the people there are so, like, we were with Amber and Brianna. Brianna's been doing the radio telethon forever.
The best.
Amber's taken over this year. And they're like, it was like when we walk into Disneyland, like, everybody's smiling. Everybody's like, how are you? How can I help you? It's just, as you said, like any other hospital, and we have great ones around here, you don't get that feeling at all.
And to find out that,
like chemotherapy started at Dana-Farber.
Right.
Like we learned so much when it came to, and of course at the very end, Wiggy got a nod
right,
about you
course.
Know the Super Bowl and mm-hmm. thanks right. so much for your service. Basically.
Well, I learned. I asked the lady. I was like, because you know we always talk about the Jimmy Fund and how it all started and everything, and I always was like, what happened to Jimmy? And she was like, they brought him out at the, and I don't remember this. I remember the 99 All-Star game in Boston, but the guy lived to be in his 80s and everything like that. So I never knew the story of like what ended up happening to the kid Jimmy that they wanted to raise money for.
Right.
And his name wasn't even Jimmy.
Nope.
They just called him Jimmy. So,
yep.
But he lived to his 80s.
Right. And Boston Braves were the team initially.
Yeah.
Factful the morning or afternoon. At
and
the,
all he wanted was a TV to be able to watch the Braves
right.
during treatment, which is very, very cool.
Very cool. It was amazing. Amazing place.
Yes. So thanks to everybody who helped out to get us there. And we're excited for the Jimmy Fund in 2 weeks. Shime, let's get to the leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That song is or who the artist is. Shime?
Oh, you know exactly who the artist is.
It's giving like country rock.
Yep.
It's giving Jelly Roll ish.
No, come on. Bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
Yeah.
Bigger than Jelly Roll.
I mean, jeez. He just spoke at Titans camp.
He's done the national anthem, I believe. Not was it the national anthem at the Super Bowl?
Is it Chris Stapleton?
Well done, Wiggy.
Wow. Wiggy's the music guy.
Chris Stapleton with Second One to None.
Okay, is this new?
No, this is from 2017, I believe.
All right. Yeah.
I only know Chris Stapleton as voice because of Tennessee Whiskey, I believe.
Oh, song. Very good song. Yeah. Well, the lead's brought to you by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. I got to be honest. I am super excited because today is the day we finally get Patriots football back. It is here. It may only be preseason, but I'm excited. And there's a couple things I'm going to watch tonight. I want to see exactly how many reps Will Campbell gets. He's going to have the majority of my focus tonight. I think we'll probably see Drake May for a series, maybe two. I wouldn't expect too much. I know we saw guys like Joe Burrow for almost a full quarter last night, but I don't think you're going to get quite that much out of Drake May tonight. I'm excited to see him for about a series, but again, my eyes are going to be on Will Campbell and then on this defense. Just how good can this defense be? Kind of how many starters are out there? I know you're going to be without your top two corners, so that could look a little different than it may look in week one or week two. But I'm excited to watch football. I'm excited to watch Patriots football again for the first time in so long. It is finally back, as Curtis mentioned. Tomorrow morning is gonna feel like fall. The Patriots kind of bring that energy as well. I'm ready for football. This is exciting.
Okay, I'm excited too. And at 8:40 this morning, we're gonna get Wiggy's three keys for tonight's preseason game. What you want to watch for, mm-hmm. what you don't really care to watch for.
Right.
Because people will watch this game and then jump to conclusions either way.
Right.
Yeah, and then I think you got to really know what you're gonna be looking for tonight, because like Shime said, it's still first preseason game, and how Vrabel goes about setting that up. So I always look at a few things, and then kind of go from there.
Isn't it interesting, the Zach Taylor, Joe Burrow plan, given how bad the Bengals have been the last 4 years? So they've lost the Bengals, as you remember, last year to the Patriots. They have struggled mightily to start the year.
It was a Gatorade bath at the end of that one.
I mean, that was the highlight of my year.
Yeah.
It was all downhill. But the Zach Taylor is changing his entire approach this year.
Letting him play the first quarter?
Because I'm going to tell you this, the never too soon Belichick back to the NFL rumors, the Bengals
could be a good one.
Would be a great location.
It would be the perfect spot. They need defensive help more than anything.
Right.
And between Burrow, Chase, and Higgins, your offensive core is locked down now for the next
four And the Bengals
years.
Owner has a very similar approach to that of Robert Kraft.
Oh, cheap.
Yeah, but he's also very meddling. Isn't he a meddling type of owner, the Bengals owner?
No, he just stays away.
Oh, does he stay away?
He doesn't pay anybody, and he stays a million miles away.
All right. Yeah.
All right, good lead chime.
Thank you.
I'm excited too. Maybe get a pumpkin spice latte tomorrow morning to really kick off the fall season.
Oh wow, really? You're really getting
PSLs.
Into fall.
Yeah, Jesus. I think they're back.
I'm not a big. I gotta be honest. Can I? I gotta confess this.
Yeah.
Please be honest.
I don't like pumpkin flavored things.
I don't either. But a pumpkin spice latte is very good.
You don't PSLs? Like pumpkin bread? What the
hell is a
pumpkin bread? Pumpkin pie. Spice latte.
Oh.
The pumpies, I just can't do it.
If you don't like pumpkin bread, I don't want to know you.
Yeah, pumpkin bread's pretty delicious.
Yeah, it just doesn't
I don't
do
like
it for
like
me.
Pumpkin like jam or anything like no. that. But if it's a pumpkin, it gives almost just like a little bit of a spice to everything.
Mm. Not for me.
You go to Starbucks and you get a pumpkin loaf and your day isn't better. I don't want to know you.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. All right, Jackson, good morning. It's a Friday. Jackson is in the house. No more suspension. His suspension was served.
Whoa.
So Ken gave you the nod that you could come in today.
Yes, I'm free to come in on Fridays.
Are you on probation or are you just free?
No.
Okay.
Are you working for free on Friday?
No.
Oh. Okay,
I almost did those two that I wasn't here, though. I almost came in, but I thought that might have looked a little sad.
Yeah, that was almost the right move. Right move.
Thank you. So in the divisive world that we live in right now, it's tough for us to all get together and agree on something that makes you feel good. I have that for you. And again, you know, there's a lot of sequels made, a lot of remakes made, and not all of them hit the mark. But I tell you what, the new King of the Hill season is fantastic.
Mm.
It brings you back to that time, you know, of the Clinton Bush years, maybe, where like stuff was bad, but it wasn't that bad, and you didn't have to worry about stuff. And it's the same characters as before. I mean, although like three or four of the cast members actually have died, and they did really good tributes to them. But if you want to go back and just watch something that makes you feel good, watch King of the Hill, because it's the same old Hank Hill, same old Bobby Hill, and it's just a great 20 minutes of getting the hell out of whatever this is today, and you know, just enjoying the simple charms of the Southern life with the Hill family.
It's and great. That was like it got like to a big show. I mean, obviously it's no.
Is it like a South Park?
I never watched. It's like a South Park.
Yeah.
Like Beavis. It's made by the guy who makes Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, it's more of like Beavis and Butthead.
And it's very funny, but it's not laugh out loud funny. But it is also very touching for a cartoon, especially one written by the likes of Mike Judge. There's some great lessons in there. Great. Stuff, and it's just a great feel-good show. I recommend watching it.
Can I also say, because you brought up remakes or sequels, a lot of photos coming out about The Devil Wears Prada, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, Devil Wears Prada 2. Everything looks good, except there was one scene being shot, which it seemed like it was kind of a musical-like thing. Ooh. If they make Devil Wears Prada a musical, I will riot.
Is Glenn Close in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I will
what's
riot.
Her name? Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway is the star, yeah. And there's a lot of big people that are in that movie.
All right.
Thank you, Jackson. Great lead.
Thank you.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. Courtney is like, it's like sitting next to Hannah Storm when Greg's out.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Although she went to Notre Dame, so she can
Boo.
Bite it. Headline in The Athletic this morning, something we've been talking about at length, but I feel it's appropriate today. Tom Brady prepares for his statue outside Gillette Stadium. Will he be joined by Bill Belichick?
Oof.
And Chad Graff notes that the Yankees have Monument Park in center field where you have, you know, the Babe and DiMaggio and Mantle and all those guys. I think Jeter's there now, where you honor the immortals. And will there be one for Bill Belichick? And there's not many times that Wiggy and I see things exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... understand and go to his side of the street right now, where unveiling Brady with the absence of the Belichick component is premature. And I my feelings on the matter are well documented, but to create a sort of Gillette Stadium Monument Park, obviously they'd create their own name. I don't know off the top of my head, but it should be side by side. It should be both of them there. It should be a moment to commemorate the 20 years that as we get further and further away from those wins, it will look better and better. Because
right.
you already have, so you'll get to some sound today, I believe, Scheimdering, they said it with the one prominent prognosticator saying the Chiefs are done. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of teams that win 2-3, or you know, a handful of teams, mm-hmm. but none that win 6, none that win 3, wait a decade, win another 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like rushed tonight. It's Friday night, August 8th. half the city is going off to vacation somewhere. They're already somewhere down the Cape or up in Maine today. It should be Sunday night football, Patriots hosting the Steelers, and you go down to the Gillette Stadium concourse, and you see those two being honored.
Right. I agree with
and there's
you.
So many... Go ahead, Courtney.
I agree with Curtis that it's lackluster to do it during a preseason game on August 8th. Like, I think that that makes no sense, and it should be a bigger deal. It should be a bigger game to honor Brady. But I do kind of appreciate, and because I think that they should do a Bill Belichick statue, but to do them separate so that they each kind of get their own moment.
See, I disagree with that. I think this is the moment where I'm with you, Curtis, on this. And there's so many great photos of whether it was the I can't remember what the documentary that they did where they're standing next to each other and Tom's kind of got his arms crossed and Bill's, you know, talking to him. There's another photo where Bill's talking to Tom and he's got his helmet on. Right. Like, there's so many good photos that you could turn into a statue of those two just, like, talking to each other.
Right, the last Super Bowl, Tom's like, let's just kick the field goal. We're up 7. It was 4th and inches right. in the fourth quarter.
But you could have the unveiling of that together where they're both next to each other. And I'm with you. Maybe it's 5 or 6 years down the road where, you know, you're able to somehow, you know, put some of the murky water behind you. Have them two be there, like you said, during the season,
right.
You know, whether it's the opening game of the year, then these two, and then you unveil this statue of the two of them that's going to forever be, you know, because they'll always be attached to him.
Totally.
It's always going to be, you know, whether you, you know, whether you're in the Curtis camp and, like, there's a photo Mitch just put up, whether you're in the Curtis camp and you're like, hey, it was Brady more than Bill, or you're a Bill. But those two will always be connected. And I don't think there's another coach and player. And
the only one would be Mahomes and Reed. But they're halfway there.
But they're not even there yet. And no. I'm talking all of – and I was even thinking of all the sports, but I might say Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan.
Right.
But to have those two as the statues unveiled – and they're there, and it's during the regular season. They don't need to have their own night because it's not
you
like...
You don't think Brady would want his own night, and you don't think Bill would want his own
well,
night?
Well, Brady already got his own night. And I would say, what was the most memorable part of a year ago Tom Brady night? It was Belichick's speech.
Right.
It was how the ovation Belichick received from the crowd. It was Randy Moss. It was... like Larry Bird Knight's most magical moment was when Magic took off the Lakers jersey
right.
and revealed that he was wearing a Larry Bird 33 Celtics jersey. There's these nights. You only get one night to present a statue.
Right.
Right? You're not going to do it. You can't unveil something twice.
Right.
So I understand the organization, and I have heard from the organization. They have wanted to do this during the season. They wanted to do it last year. It's been ready for over a year. And it's all about Tom's 65 different ventures getting him there. And the organization and Bill Belichick hate each other right now.
Yeah.
They are not at all on the same page. Bill despises the Crafts, and the Crafts at this point have no use for Bill.
So what are the odds that Bill Zero shows up tonight?
Oh, tonight?
Tonight, no.
Because I think it's kind of, it would be a boss move by him. If
I
he
agree.
Just flew in for Tom and was there to show, oh, look at how great our relationship is. Kraft, you're kind of on the outs. Like, that's a baller move. If you're
nice right. job. Nice job.
I think we'll see an Instagram post or something on social media from Jordan in the name of Bill about how.
Twitter and my face.
But only thing I can promise you, the word Kraft will not be found in the post.
Because is it real quick? Is it like a night, or is it just like, you know, they're going to unveil it, Tom's going to say a few words, and then that's it?
Well, there's a full live stream, so I'm assuming that there's going to be other people there. It doesn't seem like it's just going to be Tom that'll say a few words.
See,
and
I think with the...
Brian Hoyer.
Was there like a memo sent out to players, like former players?
Yeah, they asked if I wanted to go, if I need
Brian Hoyer,
the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
I just think that in this moment, because of what we've seen with them too, I don't think this is a, like, Brady night, I get. That was the night to represent him. Just like you'd have a Bill night and, you know, have a bunch of different players come out and do all that stuff. Like, those so I get. But when you're talking about the statue, the thing that is going to be there for, you know, well after we're gone, for as long as the New England Patriots are in existence, that statue should be representative of those two, of what they were able to accomplish together for all those years, and it should be a night that they share, that the fans could then share with them as they unveil this for a organization that was able to get to where they were able to get to, largely because of those two.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I think that the other thing is that Bill and Tom have worked hard where they were when the breakup occurred to now. They're now, I'm sure they each have their own perspective about why they won, but they've allowed the knowledge that they are inextricably linked for the rest of time to get them to be kind and generous to each other.
And I bet if you told them, both of them, hey, this is what we're thinking about in 5 years. You know, let you guys do whatever, but we're thinking about doing a statue unveiling night of the two of you together. We'll figure out the statue. I bet they would both be for that versus, hey, Tom, you get one night and Bill, maybe you get a night. Like, I think they would both be for, like, oh, that would be a great, I would rather that than just by itself.
Right.
It was also interesting. I don't know if you guys saw this, and I need to read more into it. I just saw kind of the headline, but apparently Jordan called into Charlotte Wilder's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like podcast, cold what? Called in. Because Charlotte Wilder has been covering the Bill Belichick, Jordan saga since it began. And she basically just called in randomly.
And what did she say?
I need to read more into it, but it's like she's trying to go like what's true, what's not. Like
okay, for they said it, that would be.
I know they, we should try to find that Shime. I believe it happened yesterday.
I will do my best.
All right. Well, great leads from Curtis, Jackson, and Shime. We've got Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next. I know this will be shocking to a lot of people. I'm an MGK fan. I like MGK. He's really? Not like my go-to vibe, but every time he comes on, I feel it.
Really?
I love his shift in genre. Like he started basically like rapping.
Yep.
And then when he switched to punk, like pop punk, it was fabulous. And now he's trying to get even more poppy, which I kind of like. I'm not going to lie to you. The new album I'm excited to listen to later today.
I did like a freelance gig for a company when I was at Nesson, and I covered the Home Run Derby. And it was in Cleveland that year. And so I went out. That
was the Uber?
Yes. That was when all my flights got canceled. So the company was like, the best we can do is an Uber. So I got in an Uber with my friend, everybody knows Meredith Gorman. She was nice enough to come with me. And we Ubered from JFK in New York City to Cleveland overnight. And we were at this after party. It was a very fun weekend. Like the Home Run Derby, they do a lot around it, kind of Super Bowl-esque. And there was an event one night at a club, and we were at a table, and all of a sudden I look up and there's a guy in front of me, and on the back of his jacket it says MGK, and it turns around and it was him.
Oh wow.
And so he got up and performed at one point. It was like very, very cool. It was before Megan Fox, so I wish she was there.
Hip hop war Machine Gun Kelly?
It was hip hop Machine Gun Kelly, yeah.
You could have been Miss Megan Fox.
No, he's not my vibe in that sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, very neat. The Cleveland, like never been to Cleveland. Doesn't look that appealing.
No, I've never been there either.
It's interesting.
I've been there to play, but that's it.
There was a party on a yacht. There was like a lake in Cleveland. Yep. And so we went on
by
that.
The lake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it was just, I don't need to go back.
No, right.
Cleveland. Yeah. Cleveland.
We went once. All right. Back to the leads. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I had a conversation the other day with my boy about the WNBA and where it's going. Like, we all know the Caitlin Clark thing is kind of taking it in the right direction. But I think what you're starting to see, maybe some people, I'm not going to say everybody, but maybe some people might not be starting to take it seriously because you see the way that some of the players act and what they say. Then you see these, you know, throwing the Johnsons on the court. And it's like people are now kind of treating it like a joke. And there was
fluorescent Johnson.
Well, we're also going to get to that. And that's the dumbest of the day today.
Right.
The new development there.
Right. And then
big story.
Diana Taurasi is about to have a new documentary that's going to come out. I'm probably going to check it out. But she says this in it where I think maybe WNBA fans or fans that are like, should I be a WNBA fan, are kind of getting rubbed the wrong way. And here's Diana Taurasi talking about salary and what she had to deal with in women's basketball.
I'm the best player in the world, and I have to go to a communist country to get paid like a capitalist.
Playing in Europe during the WNBA's offseason, these women were going for 7 or 8 months. They were chasing their value.
One time I came back and I was like, man, my parents have just gotten older and I've missed a big part of it. We weren't making that much money. So generational wealth was coming from going to Russia every year. Now we have to come back home and get paid nothing to play in a harder league in worse conditions against the best competition in the world. The janitor at the arena made more than me.
Well, she says that the effing janitor made more than her, but
I don't think that's
yeah,
true.
At her last year in the WNBA, I think she was making about over $230,000. But I think some fans might be looking at the WNBA as these players could be entitled because your league loses money. Your best player, Caitlin Clark, you completely treat her in such a disrespectful way rather than trying to rally around her and having her help the league. Then you have some of your former players out there, you know, maybe talking about, you know, what Diana Taurasi's talking about in the money aspect of it. And I get it that a lot of the women have to go overseas and make money. And that's because the basketball over there, for whatever reason, women's basketball is viewed better here in America. More women need to go support the WNBA. And I wonder if people are getting to a point, even though it's headed in the right direction, are people looking at it like it's kind of getting jokey now? That's why you're seeing all these things being thrown at the games.
You know what I think, Wiggs? Mm-hmm. And it's a great lead. I think of the All-Star game where it's one of the nights that there would be the most eyeballs on the sport. And they're wearing the T-shirts that say, pay us our fair value, right, something to that effect. And I feel like America's sitting back, and A, the people that cover the sport aren't honest about it. Like, if there was a male sport being subsidized by women and the men were complaining, it would be mocked.
Yeah.
Like, the notion that they're being punished, it's like, the first thing you have to do is in a free market is create a desire for people to either see or consume your product.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do is complain and blame the people they want to be watching them for why they're not being successful.
And then that's my question. Do you think people are getting to the point where, A, we're treating like it's a mockery because of what we're doing at these games, or B, it's like, you know what? They're always complaining. Like you said, they're wearing shirts about pay us. You're losing money. Like, they're delusional.
That's right. The issue right now is there's not enough people that are watching actual games, and there's not enough people that are following the full season.
And don't say support.
But men as well. I'm just saying it hasn't grown enough that people are following the actual seasons. I couldn't tell you who is leading the WNBA right now, but the headlines that are coming out are the Kelsey Plum story of her kind of dissing people asking for her autograph. It's all the negative storylines that are coming out. That's what's turning people off.
And the reason why I said it's women, because I was having a conversation with my boy and I said, imagine if women looked at the WNBA and treated the WNBA like they treated going to a Taylor Swift or going to a Beyonce concert and said, we're going to go support these women.
Yep.
Like Beyonce, Taylor Swift, like they're selling out Gillette.
Yeah.
And I said, part of it, in my opinion, is because Caitlin Clark is the top of the league and she gets the most publicity, rightfully so, but everybody else, which are good players like Asia Wilson, like some people who don't follow the NBA, they'll be like, who's that? Mm-hmm. And I think those women are jealous because why are we not put up there with her? Maybe we're not on the same level. Like LeBron is the best player in the NBA, but we talk about KD, Steph Curry, and some of these other great players that are playing now where the jealousy is not as bad, but in the WNBA, it's Caitlin Clark, and then it's like, who's that?
Yeah,
and
I would also Sophie Cunningham did. Do like emulate that if you want
hit
more.
Hit your wagon at her.
But the other thing is like I think about tennis, right? And you have men and women have equal pay in tournaments. The men's tournament is a 5-set match, whereas the women is a best of three set. They make the same money, and nobody complains that Serena Williams is the highest paid tennis star in America because she's the biggest star. I couldn't name an American male tennis player that would even be in the same stratosphere in the last 10 years that would be comparable to what she would earn in a free market. Right. And men don't complain about having to go to Europe or go. It's like, of course Serena Williams is the highest paid.
Don't they watch it? And like, so.
Right. But I mean, it's more so that in terms of Nike and all the ways in which Serena Williams makes money and profits off her tennis, it's because she is transcendent.
I got to say, great lead from Wiggy. A lot of Twitchers are loving that lead.
All right.
Yep. And if you're interested in Twitch, we are live on Twitch every single day and brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, I love listening to Greg talking about looking for a diamond because it just like makes me excited. Like, oh, are you? You know, I never want to ask.
You told me maybe this week. No, I'm just kidding.
Go see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. There's so much to learn about diamonds. Visit springersjewelers.com. Great leads from everybody. I still have my lead. We'll have that and more coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.